Friends, number one regret of dying people, in a book that I've quoted very often, I've discussed about it very often in my videos, by Bronnie Ware, the top five regrets of dying people. Number one on that list, you must remember it by now, I've shared it umpteen number of times. I wish I had the courage to lead a life true to myself and not what others expected from me. Number one regret, huh? People on their deathbed. Number one factor, which I believe, in my opinion, that holds people back from leading the life that they want to lead rather than conforming to the expectations of other people. Number one factor that holds people back is not fear of failure. I believe it's uncertainty. It's a fear of the unknown, right? It's a fear of the unknown. In my opinion, I believe people are not even afraid of failure as much, quote unquote failure, as much as uncertainty or the unknown. They're more afraid about what will happen in case they fail. What are going to be the repercussions? This uncertainty unnerves a vast majority of us. And therefore, what we choose to do, we choose to confine ourselves to a narrow zone of what's known to us, what's predictable. We don't want to take a chance. Fear is there, but the primal fear is the fear of the unknown. Hypothetically, I can say it confidently, if you were to remove that fear, if you were to assure people, even if you fail, things are going to be okay, you would notice suddenly a huge jump in the number of people who are willing to take a chance, who are willing to try. A lot of people don't try because they're afraid of what will happen, of the uncertainty. What will happen in case they win, in case things work out for them, and what will happen in case things don't work out for them. So this thing, and I've talked about this in detail in my TEDx talk as well, the link for which we will share with you, it is called The Art of Stepping into the Unknown at Little Angels High School in Gwalior. Thanks to Tina Olay and her team, they organized that wonderful event where I gave that TEDx talk called The Art of Stepping into the Unknown. Check that out as well. And I believe when I correlate this fear of unknown with public speaking, there's a very strong connection. Public speaking is one of the number one fears, by the way, huh? Ahead of the fear of death in many cases. So a lot of people would rather die than go onto a stage and speak in front of other people, because public speaking involves uncertainty, a huge amount of uncertainty, a huge amount of vulnerability. People are not afraid of failure as much as they're afraid of, oh, what if there's a heckler in the crowd and how am I going to deal with that person? What if I forget everything that I've remembered? Or what if I trip and fall over? The worst case scenarios we imagine. Or what if people don't respond the way I want them to respond and therefore I'm scared. I'm deeply scared of doing it, right? So even in the case of one of the top fears in the world, which is the fear of public speaking, it's not the fear of failure as such, as much as it is about the uncertainty of the outcome. Okay. Sometime back, I was staying at this huge, beautiful resort, and they had as a power saving measure in their long corridors in the evening, they had this automated system, sort of a movement detection sensor. So a long corridor, and as I would step outside my room, I'd be thinking, oh my God, you know, it's like a huge corridor and it's dark at the moment. You know, why would they leave it dark? Turns out it was a power saving measure, but as soon as you step a little bit forward, it triggers the detection mechanism and the next three or four lights go on. Enough for you to, you know, cover the next 5 or 10 feet. And then as you move forward, the next set of lights go on. And I had an aha moment at this resort. I had an aha moment. And my aha moment was this. Even when you're going through a rough patch or a dark patch in your life, this is what you need to do. If you don't step forward, the lights don't come on. If you're going through a dark patch in your life right now, dark, uncertain, unsure, unpredictable territory, remember, if fear freezes you, no light's going to come on. If you're frozen by fear, and if you're stuck where you are, if you choose to stay where you are, the lights will not come on. Just like in this resort. No movement, no lights. Same with life, especially in a dark patch. No movement, no light. Step forward. Step forward, please. I urge you, if you're going through a dark, rough, unpredictable patch right now, take it one step at a time, but step forward. Fear is a wrong choice. Being frozen in fear is the wrong choice, right? What happens to a deer caught in the headlights on a highway? Boom, he's frozen in fear. He can't move. He has the power to move out away from the vehicle, but he freezes in fear, and the next thing the car hits him, bam. So don't let that happen to you. I leave you with this quote by Elizabeth Gilbert from her very popular book, Eat, Pray, Love. She talks poetically about the physics of the quest. The physics of the quest as you move forward, or what Rumi said in his own spiritual, mystical way. What you're looking for is also looking for you, right? So Elizabeth Gilbert, ladies and gentlemen, from Eat, Pray, Love, on the physics of the quest. I've come to believe that there exists in the universe something I call the physics of the quest. A force of nature governed by laws as real as the laws of gravity or momentum. And the rule of quest physics maybe goes like this. If you are brave enough to leave behind everything familiar and comforting, which can be anything from your house to your bitter old resentments, and set out on a truth-seeking journey, either externally or internally. And if you're truly willing to regard everything that happens to you on that journey as a clue, and if you accept everyone you meet along the way as a teacher, and if you are prepared, most of all, to face and forgive some very difficult realities about yourself, then the truth will not be withheld from you. Then the truth will not be withheld from you. Or so I've come to believe. Elizabeth Gilbert, Eat, Pray, Love. Step forward, my friends. Have a great day ahead. Bye-bye.